Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is 50 time management tips as one-line pieces of advice. 1. Recognize that your time is the most valuable resource you possess. 2. Notice that time, your most valuable resource, is also a limited resource. 3. Realize that you have a limited amount of time, but you are faced with an unlimited demand on your time. 4. Because you have a limited amount of time and you are facing an unlimited demand upon it, it is important that you prioritize. 5. Prioritization is the act of organizing tasks in order of their descending value and deadline pressure. 6. The value of a task is a measure of its importance to the achievement of your goals. 7. The deadline pressure is a measure of the time still left available for you to complete the task. 8. The value and the deadline pressure are used to determine the correct priorities of tasks in the following way. 9. Q1 crisis. Q1 crisis. This is high value, late work. It must be done first. Don't delay any longer. 10. Q2 productive work. This is high value, but not yet late work. This is the next priority. Q2 is important work that must be done before it becomes a Q1 crisis. 11. Q3 work. This is lower value, but deadline-driven activity. Busy work, the trivial many. 13. Q4 work. This is low value and not deadline driven. It's gossip and office politics. 14. Don't let the busy work in Q3 take precedence over the longer range and high value Q2 activity. 15. Don't let low value gossip occupy high value time. 16. Get out of the busy Q3 zone and into the productive Q2 zone. 17. Productivity is a measure of your progress towards your stated goals. 18. Busyness is a measure of how much effort you've expended, how much time, money, and energy you've spent. 19. Busyness is not itself a virtue. 20. Productivity is the true virtue, not busyness. 21. Is it possible to be financially productive but not busy? Yes, Elvis Presley does it every day. 22. Is it possible to be busy but not productive? Yes, many, many people manage to be non-productive every day. 23. How can you stop yourself from being busy but non-productive? 24. It is important to identify those factors that waste your time. 25. Who are the people that occupy your time but don't add value to your day? 26. What two bad habits do you have that cause you to waste your own time and thus make you less efficient? 27. What two office systems do you have that are inefficient and therefore cause you to waste too much time? How much work could you legitimately delegate? What are three good reasons for delegating tasks to another? What are three bad reasons for delegating a task to another? Tasks should be delegated using only specific language to describe the task. The delegator should agree with the person being delegated a specific time when the delegator should check in to see what progress has been made. The delegator should ensure that the person to whom the task is being delegated has the skills and knowledge that is consistent with the task. The delegator should ensure that the person to whom the task is being delegated is not facing any constraints that could prevent him from doing the task, even if he does have all the relevant skills and knowledge. A constraint is defined as a fact you cannot change. We all live with constraints. It is important to not imagine fictitious constraints that don't really exist and thus become rooted to the spot. It's important not to ignore the constraints that really do, in reality, exist, thus becoming an over-optimistic fantasizer. Procrastination is the art of putting off a task simply because you are not in the mood to do it or because you are afraid to start. 40. Good time managers never procrastinate. The vice of procrastination can cost you all your productivity and can be the primary cause of failure. The opposite of procrastination is personal discipline. Personal discipline is the capacity to do what you know must be done even if you don't want to do it. Many people lack personal discipline. Personal discipline is the characteristics that separates the minority who tend to succeed in achieving their goals from the majority who tend not to achieve their goals. Develop the art of personal discipline and make yourself do what you don't want to do. All good time managers adopt this motto: I operate according to my plan and not to my mood. Time managers are prepared to make a decision. To make a decision is the mental act of selecting one option from many options. Many people are afraid to make a decision because they don't want to make a wrong decision. As a result, many people dither. All poor time managers dither between options, i.e., they suffer from indecision. Learn to make a decision. Thank you.